Women's Rights Champion, Never Say Trans Woman. By Neil Monroe on March 15, 2022. Transgender groups are manipulating the media's language to sneakily redefine Americans' understanding of the two male or female sexes, said Kelly J. Keene, a British activist who is working with Americans. You have to take back the language, Keene said during a Tuesday press conference outside the White House. You cannot, ever use the language of trans activism and give it any validation whatsoever. Because that is the thing, if you can't speak about what's happening to women, if the word woman no longer means woman, and it means anyone who identifies as a woman, then you are in really dangerous territory. The language damage has already shown up in the offices of GOP legislators on Capitol Hill, she said. I went to speak to staffers on this yesterday. And it's just really interesting that even in polite circles, even in polite Republican circles, they are using the words like trans, trans woman, transgender, as if those people are genuinely a different category of human, from male or female. But once you say she for a man, or trans woman for a man, you lose the ability to be able to speak clearly about what it is and where that man is welcome. The well-funded, elite-backed transgender groups have been very successful in changing the language. Nearly all Democrats and media outlets use pro-transgender language and ideas in articles about the society-changing transgender ideology. For example, in September 2020, Breitbart News reported, the Society for Professional Journalists, SPJ, is funding an activist group that urges reporters to mute and cancel feminists and other people who criticize transgender claims. We proudly partner with organizations like TJA, Trans Journalists Association, that also serve the needs of journalists, said a September 22 response from Matthew Hall, the 2020 president of the 111-year-old SBJ. For example, the style guide adopted by the TJA, and apparently accepted by the SPJ, urges reporters to deny feminists the right to label their own objections to transgender demands. Avoid giving a platform to TERFs or so-called gender-critical feminists. Some anti-trans rights groups and individuals use the euphemism gender-critical feminism to describe their hateful ideology. They are also sometimes called trans-exclusionary radical feminists or TERFs. This ideology should not be elevated in the press. When reporting on fringe groups and hate groups, instead of calling them TERFs or gender-critical feminists, use language like transphobic, anti-trans, etc. Avoid referring to anyone as a feminist when they are spreading anti-trans hate. Progressive journalists readily comply with the elite pressure and routinely describe cross-dressing men as transgender women, or even just as women. It is shocking how completely the New York Times has embraced the cause of lying about the biology of sex and of erasing women. Natasha Chart, a left-wing critic of the transgender ideology, told Breitbart News in January 2022. Republicans are fighting back, but sometimes use terms pushed by transgender groups. For example, Senator Rick Scott, RFL, declared in February that humans are born male and female. There are two genders, and to deny that is to deny science. Scott likely meant there are two sexes. But his staff used the impossible to define gender term, which was invented by pro-transgender activists to replace the easily understood males and female sexes term. Breitbart News has closely covered the language used by establishment media to help push the transgender claim that people can change their sex by changing their so-called gender identity. Gender identity cannot be seen or measured. So it is simply political jargon for whether a person wants to follow or contradicts conventional stereotypes about each person's male or female appearance and behavior. In contrast, conservatives and older-style liberals believe children and adults have the freedom to avoid the sexual stereotypes promoted by the transgender ideology. For example, nearly all Americans expect some young girls will behave like young boys, without regard to their post-pubescent choices and preferences. Similarly, no fans of entertainment wrestling view women wrestlers as men without chest hair.